Hey, y'all, welcome to Honky Tonk Tales, the podcast where we dive deep into the dusty jukebox of country music history and spin some stories that they may make you laugh, they may make you cry, maybe even want to grab a glass of bourbon. I'm your host, Jimmy, and today we're tipping our hats to the king of heartbreak, the man with the golden voice, the legend who once rode a lawnmower to the liquor store. Yeah, we're talking about George freaking Jones. All right, now, I hope y'all packed a lunch, because we got a lot of ground to cover, and more tales than a dog at a coon hunt. We're talking about the highs, the lows, the songs, the scandals, and everything in between. This episode's gonna be pure possum, so buckle up. All right, let's start with some history. George Glenn Jones was born September 12, 1931, in Saratoga, Texas. Raised in the East Texas Piney Woods, one of eight children in a poor family. His father was a log cutter and a part-time alcoholic. His mother was a devout woman who loved gospel music. George received his first guitar at age 9 and began playing on the streets of Beaumont, Texas. Early gigs were in dive bars and honky-tonks, places where fights were common, and respect was earned with talent. Now, George's influences included Hank Williams, Roy Acuff, Lefty Frizzell, and you can hear all of them in his phrasing. George once said, "If you ain't lived the songs, you can't sing them." And folks, he lived them all. From backwoods baptisms to barroom brawls, he had the resume. Now, George got his big break in 1955 with Why Baby Why, which charted at number 4.
Tell me why, baby, you make me cry.
He signed with Star Day Records, then Mercury, and became a regular on the Louisiana Hayride. His early recordings were raw, with a high nasal tone and twangy energy, but by the 1950s, he found his groove. Songs like White Lightning, penned by the Big Bopper, showcased his wild side and comic timing.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a steel. He brewed White Lightning till the sun went down, then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's gone squeezing. Ooh, White Lightning.
His voice control and phrasing began to mature with ballads like Window Up Above. And by the 1960s, Jones was the gold standard for male country singers charting hit after hit. And back then, they didn't call him No Show Jones. They called him the best dang country singer on the radio. And that voice, like velvet sandpaper soaked in moonshine. Now, George met Tammy Wynette in 1968, when both were already successful. They married in 1969, and it was as explosive personally as it was beautiful musically. Their duets, Golden Ring, We're Gonna Hold On, and Near You are the soundtrack of Southern romance.
We're gonna hold on. We're gonna hold on.
But behind the scenes, it was pure chaos. George's drinking spiraled, and Tammy's patience wore thin. The marriage was full of love, arguments, and reconciliations, and often played out in public. They divorced in 1975, but remained musically connected and emotionally entangled for decades. Imagine if Romeo and Juliet had microphones, a tour bus, and matching rhinestone outfits. That was George and Tammy. And like Tammy said, when he was sober, George was the sweetest man alive. But when he wasn't, well, let's just say the devil knew his name. Now, the 1980s were tough. George's alcohol and cocaine use were out of control. He missed dozens of concerts, earning the nickname No Show Jones. His health, finances, and career spiraled downward. He filed for bankruptcy in 1983. The infamous lawnmower story happened during this time. Tammy hid his car keys, so George drove a lawnmower 8 miles to the liquor store. His voice never faltered, though, but the man behind it was often lost in addiction. A lot of singers fake the pain in their songs, but George was living it in real time. Every heartache, every hangover. In 1980, he released He Stopped Loving Her Today. It won a Grammy and is widely considered the greatest country song ever. The song nearly didn't get recorded, though. George didn't like it. He thought it was too sad, too slow, and too much. But when he finally sang it, Lord have mercy, it brought the house down.
He stopped loving her today. It placed a wreath upon his door.
The 80s and 90s saw a slow comeback. He married Nancy Sepulveda in 1983, who helped him sober up. He began showing up to gigs, mentoring young singers, and reclaiming his reputation. He was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1992. Artists like Randy Travis, Alan Jackson, and even Elvis Costello cited him as the greatest country vocalist of all time. Now, George didn't just sing songs, he owned them. When he sang about heartbreak, you felt like your own dog just ran away. Now, George continued performing well into the 2000s, often with the voice still as strong as ever. He released several albums, including The Rock, Stone Cold Country, 2001, and his autobiography, I Live to Tell It All. Now, George passed away April 26, 2013, at age 81. His funeral was a star-studded affair. Alan Jackson sang, He Stopped Loving Her Today. And he left behind a legacy that not even time can fade. When the possum passed, it was like country music lost its conscience, and it ain't been the same since. So there you have it, y'all. George Jones, a man who lived louder, sang sadder, and left a legacy deeper than a coal mine. So raise your glass to the possum, and don't forget to hug your jukebox tonight. All right, thanks for tuning in to Honky Tonk Tales. I'm Jimmy. I've been your guide through the wide world of country lore. Until next time, keep it country, keep it real, and never let the possum die. All right, if you like this episode, be sure to tell your friends about it and hit that like button. Also, if you'd like to, you can send us an email to honkytonktales@gmail.com. Our theme music for this episode is by Pine Groove Music. Also featured in this episode is Why Baby Why, White Lightning, Hold On, and He Stopped Loving Her Today by the incomparable George Jones.